And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Standin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to very, very busy San Diego Landings with bluefin laying all over the deck there.
About time, man. Yeah. It's been a steady stream of seeing boats passing in front of the world headquarters here. You know, I keep poking my head out and like, yeah, it happened this weekend.
Sean's very busy with Fisherman's Processing over there. They're loading up the bins for sure. Captain Mike Morrison and Damian Parker Bronco from 22nd Street Landing here, talking some fishing here at 22nd Street and all the sea bass and the other stuff that's biting up there.
All the other cool stuff that they're not willing to tell you about.
Yeah. No secrets here. Yeah. We give it all on that stuff, right?
Freedom's got four or five this morning with Captain Tino.
Hey. Already,
he's listening to the auto report.
No way.
Yeah, book your trips.
All right. That's awesome news.
Yeah, for sure. And we're giving away a great prize thanks to Mike.
Yeah, speaking of a trip on the Freedom, somebody's going to get to go fishing on the Freedom on an overnight trip out of 22nd Street. Such a cool prize. We're so stoked to get to give that away. And again, it has been a crazy busy morning. Everybody's got questions for Mike and Damian. But if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or keep those texts coming. Again, texts are only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Make sure, too, you include your contact info when you send your text through, because if you win that overnight trip, we want to be sure to get back to you.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it. Some very patient callers.
You're right about that. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Daniel?
How you guys doing?
What's up, Daniel? You're doing very good.
Yeah, okay. So my question is for Mike. Mike, you know, you guys fish the island a lot. What would be like a best jig stick, you know, for yellowtail on the island?
You know, Damian, take that one.
Well, being the seeker man that I am, I think the best jig stick in the game is an Alua. Nalua 100.
That's 10-foot?
That's a 10-foot rod, yes. There are other options if you don't feel comfortable with the 10-foot stick. You can fish a 7X, you can fish...
He's looking for his first jig stick. Right out the gate, you're going to recommend a 10-footer?
I'm throwing him in the deep end.
Okay, yeah.
No, I love it.
But real talk, the Alua is a great rod. There's plenty of manufacturers that have mirrored it. And the other thing, too, is... Don't buy the jig stick and just jump on the boat and think you're going to get after it. Like one of our buddies, Jeff Yeoman, does these jig casting seminars. Not a seminar, but it's the meet and greet with coffee at the Marine Stadium in Long Beach. And go put some time in before you get it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so tell us about that. How somebody participate in that?
You got to follow him. It's 540 Slingers on Instagram, and it's just open. He just gets coffee and donuts. And last week they did it, and the Taddy Lures guys showed up, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And
that's
it's a huge area.
And they teach you how to cast.
You just stand in there next to some other guy that kind of knows what he's doing, and he's gonna. You know, give you some criticism or you can ask some questions, but go to your local pond with a tennis ball on you know, what size reel are you putting on that jig stick?
20. I fish a Trinidad
20, Thorium 20,
parabolic rod.
Yeah.
Allows your jig to load up, get it in the zone, and best optimal retrieval rate and everything.
You'll enjoy the 10-footer once it's done kicking your butt. Your forearm's going to hurt for a while after practicing for a while.
A guy that's fishing out of 22nd Street, like Daniel's talking about, like that. That long rod is like being called upon to do a lot more stuff than it was 20 years ago. You know, back in its day, like a guy who was hopping on the boat, you know, that rod needed to catch calico bass, barracuda, and yellowtail, and that was it. And now that's big yellows, and now that's throwing a lure for a bluefin offshore, and now, you know, you still need to be able to, you know, you need to be able to catch a bluefin and a calico bass on the same rod.
I'm using it for rockfish.
Yeah, I do a lot with my jig
sticks. With my Ganyon on there, I'm not joking. I've used it because that 10 feet, you can actually get your rockfish out of the water. It's versatile, but jig stick, I mean, it's not practical purposes, but... It works. It works. It works great because you can handle your product better.
Yeah, for sure.
But it, yeah, no.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. 213-432-1090. That freed up a line you want to get through. It's been a busy morning. 213-432-1090. Got a great text here from Rich in Long Beach, and he says, what is the ideal setup for white sea bass as far as a rod, reel, line test, and lead head and weight? Two squirts on the hook or three? What's your favorite
That's
setup?
That's in depth there.
That's
I like
in depth.
It.
We want it all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can we give it? Can you give
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Can you give the secrets?
Well, as far as start with the rod, you need something soft enough to load up, you know, soft tip, 9 foot, 8 foot range, probably a 30 pound rod, 40 pound rod.
Like when you say a soft tip, like an ML or
L9.
Or an L?
Yeah, an L. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, an L.
An L.
You don't want a real stiff rod for a sea bass. You pull
no,
the
you
hook,
don't want
right?
to pull hooks. They have a kind of funky mouth.
Yeah.
You don't want to pull hooks. Maybe 30, 40-pound test, up to 50 in the dark.
Okay.
Sliding egg sinkers, 1/8 ounce to 1/4 ounce, 1/2 ounce, depending on how deep in your current situations.
Okay. So you bring the multiples just because of every day the current is different.
Absolutely. Bring them 4.0 to 7.0 hooks for a whole squid.
Okay.
Probably just one squid will do.
One squid.
I see a lot of guys pinning on 3 or 4 squids. It's not necessary.
Or two, like they look like they're mating. Definitely.
Yeah,
I've seen that work.
Okay, the chandelier. Yeah.
I've also seen the guys, they'll slap the live squid on the tank to kill it. So it's. I've seen it. I've seen all kinds of weird things. It's the most it's complicated relationship. It's like the worst girlfriend you ever had catching sea bass. Because you got way too much tackle. You got to have the right one ready at the time. You see a guy catch one on a dropper loop. Awesome. Let me go get switch over my dropper loop setup.
Yeah, they're very temperamental. It's every day is different. Every situation is different. But sliding egg sinkers is a common way to get them. A lead head is a common way. And a high dropper loop.
A high dropper loop's probably your better success rate.
When you say a high dropper loop,
what does that
explain
mean?
That.
Torpedo sinkers, you know, obviously at the bottom, and your loop is about 4 or 5 feet.
So that a long, long
so
way
like
from the sinker.
For rockfish, maybe your hook's a couple of, you know, 24 inches above the sinker for this you're talking 4, 5, 6 feet above it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And are you trying
a
standard
long
dropper loop or long?
A longer loop, yeah.
Longer using the double loop with the hook.
Absolutely. I don't just loop it through the hook. I tie a polymer or something on it.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Some good stuff. And again, pound test, what are you fishing?
30 to 50.
30 to 50.
Yeah.
Depending on the daytime, more the 30 and the nighttime.
Light
the
conditions, absolutely. And the size of your sinker.
Okay. Now, last question on like your lead head and squid outfit. Is that a reel that's got straight mono? Or are you fishing straight spectra and a little piece of fluorocarbon?
I've seen a
long top shot of mono. What do you like to fish?
I was preferably, personally, I fish about a 6 feet liter of fluorocarbon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I caught mine the other day.
And mono to spectra? Or?
I fish braid to fluorocarbon.
Straight tie.
I'm the complete opposite. I like a longer leader on sea bass.
Mono.
Just because I like the stretch on it because of their soft
from
mouths
the, for
on
the
it.
Mono.
Right.
You know, you wind up, you know, not just pulling 1 second too early with the spectra on it and you jumped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but once you've perfected your skill with your spectra, it's you know, it's a game changer.
So for more of a beginner angler, the mono would be critical.
Yeah.
Fair and how much mono are you putting on?
I mean, almost 100 feet.
100 feet.
Yeah.
And then fluorocarbon on top of that.
It's called 60 feet total, including my, you know, 10 foot leader.
I fish a really soft rod, so I fish some fluorocarbon. You know, I fish that a lot. So.
And then, how are you connecting your mono to your fluorocarbon?
I have Damien tie it for me.
So, Damien, how are you connecting Mike's connection there?
The connection knot I've used my entire career, we'll call it, is an Albright knot.
Okay.
And it's never failed me. I've never had an issue.
For mono to fluorocarbon?
Mono to fluoro or braid to fluoro or braid to mono. All around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or a double uni, but Albright knot is pretty standard.
Very clean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super clean. All right. Hey, good stuff.
Yeah.
Rick, you have another good text?
I did. Yeah, I thought this was a great one for both the boys. Hey, first off, it just says Mikey with a bunch of exclamation points, so clearly one of your buds. Can you guys talk about the influx of young captains at 22nd Street? I feel they're doing a great job, and a big congratulations to Damien on custom rod wrapping lifer business. That's from John in West Hills.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, no, it's really cool to see start on the half day boat. Captain Steve-O is running the Mondays and Tuesdays, and a lot of guys are seeing that because he hasn't been he's not stuck in his ways yet. Walt's an incredible fisherman, but Steve-O still has that factor where he doesn't know what's going on, so he's going to go try something. Same thing with Trevor on the Freedom, and Captain Mark on the Amigo, and Sean's not young by any means, but you know they're kind of watching how he's doing because he's almost as old as I am. But basically Trevor and Marky are the new wave. I mean, they've both been at it for a few years, running the boat and stuff, but seeing this young blood, they're not going down the same track line. They're doing something completely different. They're working with their code group, but they're also, you know, calling them in for a lot of the fish this year because they're just trying something that they've been told that didn't work this past year, but they're going to go try it again and do something different. It's really nice to have the young blood out there.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Rich? He's calling us from Camarillo this morning. What's up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, everybody. I was wondering if the descending devices for rock cod fishing for the cow cod, are those going to be mandatory or just on your own?
They're on every vessel. SAC's been very great to us, and every boat has them, multiple on there, and we use them. We want to keep what we have going on right now, getting this depth back. We're based off of those. It's not mandatory, but we do release a lot, especially the coppers and the cow cods go back. Everything goes back that needs to go back, and people don't want salmon grouper. They're getting descended to. But it's not mandatory, but the whole industry is paying attention.
Yeah.
There's a lot of catch and release using descenders, using the old milk crate style, using everything to sink out all these fish. You know, we're keeping this going.
Catch a bunch of small fish, you have a milk crate, you get them all down at once.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't see it where you're just driving around with grouper after grouper behind the boat.
Yeah.
They just don't want them. The guy, the crew's taking their time to get them back down. That's, so
it's kind of like the best case scenario. Like rather than somebody saying you have to do this, all the boats have just adopted it and are doing it. You know what I mean? So it doesn't have to become a further regulation.
And,
you know.
And we're completely avoiding certain areas of this stuff that they're on us about too. So
sure.
You know, there's a lot of avoidance and being cautious and it's always been kind of a rule of thumb, but we're being more. You're critical about it.
That's great.
All right. Good deal.
Good phone call. Yeah, this one is from Brandon, a fellow from Lakewood. Hey, guys, does 22nd Street offer any two-speed rental setups for the multi-day bluefin? Plan on hitting it hard this year. That's from Brandon up in Lakewood.
Yeah, we have almost 50 of them now. We have the Avid HXs. We have the Fathom or the
Pen Fathoms.
No, yeah, the Pen Fathom 60s. We also have the
Avid.
That what was that other pen that we have? My brain's farted just now. We have over 50,
yeah,
50
yeah.
outfits
that's
we
awesome.
Haven't had to run out. And the cool
and
part is
see that stuff too.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
But the bluefin tuna stuff that we caught so many fish on our rentals because they're rigged up with that Iserline rainbow braid.
Yeah.
100 foot because now we tell them when you rent them. Super important. The captain says it's 300 feet. That's three colors.
Yeah.
You know, mark your line.
Go down until it turns orange.
Yeah.
And you're good.
It's worked. Like,
yeah, that's great.
They're jackpot rods every single trip.
Is that
you
right?
Know, guys running out like the guy Mike on the Tribute was saying. I love those charter groups. You know, they're gonna get rigged up with the right stuff and they're gonna come home with
the right stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
sure.
plenty of that stuff now.
Another text from Sam in Irvine. He says, "Good morning. I usually fish from Newport to San Diego, and is your landing set up with a lot of secure parking? I see I have a lot of good boats that I like to follow at the landing right now."
We San Pedro used to have a bad name way back when, and this is talking when John was just a deckhand on there. Super secure, well lit. The port's got cameras throughout most of the lots now, and we have plenty of. You know, free secure parking all the way around us.
Right.
So yeah, give it a shot.
Wait. Free. Secure.
Oh,
parking?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, free. There's no guard free. Security, but you know we. You
yeah,
know.
But there's cameras and it's run by the city.
It's
San
run
Diego.
By the Port of Los Angeles. So yeah, Big
yeah.
Brother's watching us.
Watching. Heavy.
Yeah,
yeah.
But at the PCS show, we've done 2 years in a row. That was the question. You know, people just don't. There are a lot of guys just didn't come back, and I'm like. Yeah, no, everything's cool now. Not to mention we're not fishing with 90 people on boats anymore, too,
yeah.
to go with it. So
yeah,
It's pretty rad.
And your limited load trips are now 37, you said?
37 on the full day boats, 35 on the overnight trip. We got countless limited load overnight stuff, Pride Amigo, and even the El Patron now that's there. They're going to get the boat going pretty soon.
Nice.
Another 10-pack boat.
10-pack, wow. That's a cool boat.
Like the Ultra and the Outrider used to be. So.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Rich. Rich is calling from Bradley this morning. What up, Rich? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Sounds like you're catching a lot of delicious fish, mainly the white sea bass. And with that in mind, wondering if you could give us a little rundown on fish care and processing for 22nd Street Landing for the different boats.
That's the processings. Well, we'll go to the boats. Our day boat, the Pursuit, has an RSW on the boat now, refrigerated fish hold, which is cool. All of our overnight boats, they have the fish holds as well. Half day is still gunny sack, but if we and as well as the Native Sun, they have two big fish boxes on there that they filled up the boats full of ice. So fish handling has definitely changed in the last few years. More than years, over like 7 years of everybody taking care of fish. Nothing sits out in the sun anymore. Even on our half day boat, when it's biting pretty good, they have multiple igloo coolers on there with fish tags to staple it, put it in there.
That's awesome.
So everybody's getting home with non
premium product.
Even the Barracuda is going home, you know, solid and not mushy.
Nice.
So
you see the Barracuda now?
Oh God, I'd kill for that.
Yeah. We saw a lot of them in Loretto, so they're probably coming up here.
There you go.
I need that in my life.
Yeah. I'll bet they're coming.
I think so, too. I mean, yeah. Talking with your surf fishing guy,
yeah.
The rule book's being changed. Everything's changed. Everything's going to go back to something different. What was that Dorado about? Can anybody tell me anything about
it? Oh, man.
Stop talking about it because who knows? Nobody knows what's going on here. So seeing this spawn of the halibut, how many years has that been? I don't know. You know, we're catching them full speed. They catch them up north pretty good, but
not like we're seeing it now. This is like you say, the Dorado is unbelievable. Yeah. The volume of bluefin tuna that just parks in front of our coast, like we're in some really good times.
Yeah, they keep bringing up that A word. I've never caught one myself, but you know who knows.
Well, it says they're coming.
It's coming.
Now,
do you guys have the wind sailors up there? They're everywhere down here.
Albacore, man, that was
we used to see. So they're coming.
Pete predicts albacore every single year, so that when they do come back, he is the guy. Yeah. Like everybody's off of it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody cares anymore. Everybody's on big bluefin. Pete says every year, this is the year they're coming. And when they come, my man is going to be the guy that predicted it.
I just hope I live long enough to see that, right?
Yeah. This year, man.
Okay.
This is it.
They keep getting closer and closer.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the water right now. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacific is on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
We're doing great, man. Anxious to hear how things are going out there.
What about albacore?
Well, we didn't see any yesterday.
No, not yesterday. All right, it's coming, though. Don't worry, Andrew. It's coming.
It's early in the season.
Coming from the man with the nicest hair in the business.
Yeah, honestly, when they do show up, I think it's going to put us in kind of a pickle because this bluefin tuna has been so good. Half of our people are going to want to fish for bluefin, and half are going to want to fish for albacore. So I don't know what we're going to do when it does come up.
No, what a shame that's going to be.
Sounds awful.
For sure.
I know it.
So
we just got it. We just got in this morning, a day and a half trip. We ended up coming back with limits of bluefin.
Rad.
It was a lot of fun yesterday. We had some nighttime fishing Friday night, a little bit of nighttime fishing last night. And one thing that was encouraging yesterday is we had some fish during the day as well. There was a good sign of fish up breezing on the surface. You know, most of them were reluctant to bite, but we did have a few of those breezers, you know, boil up, come right to the corner, and we were able to get some bites fly lining, which, you know, if you ask me, that's my favorite way to get them.
Man, that's great. That's great news.
Yeah. So it was really encouraging, you know, and then there's seems like there's kind of two zones developing. Obviously, you know, there's this closer zone where, you know, we're fishing with the full-day guys. They're getting on the action. And then seems like there's some bigger fish starting to materialize down south as well. The guys that were a little bit further on longer trips had some good opportunity on those 100-pounders.
Sweet.
And the greater your fish, Andrew, you said closer to home?
The ones we caught yesterday were like 20 to 60 pounds, most of them being like 20 to 40, but we did have a few stand-out 60-pounders.
Nice.
That's great. Yeah, how cool.
Very welcome size.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I like that size. And if somebody wants to ride on the Pacifica, do you have any opportunities?
Yeah, like what's the early season schedule like?
Yeah, so we have our whole schedule up for the entire season. Our next trip is tomorrow. We're in tonight. We have a trip tomorrow night going out, day and a half trip. There is a little bit of room on that one. And then, like I said, for the whole season, all of our open party trips are online at c4sportfishing.com or also Pacifica Sport Fishing. You can check out our schedule. You can also book right on the website, or you can do it the old school way and call the boys at the landing at 619-224-3383.
Bug Marcos and tell him you want to go on the Pacifica.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome job. Well, hey, Andrew, stoked for keeping us up to date. Glad to hear they're biting so well, and glad to hear you guys had a great trip. And I'm sure somebody's going to jump on and come fish with you the week. Appreciate the heads up. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate that very much. Hey, let's switch gears, find out what's going on up and down the coast. We got the man, your saltwater guide, online today. That catch report, the fishdope.com report, is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and the pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations for your processing at 619-255-3128. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mike, Pete, Rick. I know I'm supposed to be in Hawaii right now. We had to come home early because my son had an emergency, and we have to go take care of the monkey. So we are sitting here on beautiful San Diego Bay right now at the Sheraton Harbor Island waiting for our flight out of Valaris.
Oh,
we had a fly up here last night in the middle of the night. We had a nice four-day vacation down to beautiful Hawaii. But we're back. And I guess why I was gone for that 4 days, all holy heck broke loose. There is fish biting everywhere. It is absolutely insane. Catalina, there's so much to do over there. There's sea bass, front side, back side, east side, west side. And then the halibut fishing on the beaches is insane. It's just absolutely incredible. Well, we brought a new person on board to your saltwater guide. We have a captain who's been running boats up at Channel Islands for the last 15 years. He is now part of your saltwater guide. So we have some unbelievable insight to what's going on at the Channel Islands. Pete, you won't even believe this, and Rick, these guys are fishing over there right now at Chinese Harbor and Prisoners Harbor. They're fishing in 5 to 10 feet of water for these school sea bass that are 15 to 30 pounds. There's one, two guys standing on the bow, and they're tossing squid onto these fish that are swimming on the beaches. And I guess this has been going on for a long time, but we weren't privy to this information. But now we got this info. It's insane. And if your bait sinks below the sea bass, you get a halibut. It's
That's
crazy.
So cool.
Yeah, now everybody knows. I am the worst person on the planet, Michael Morris. You could just ask your good buddy Tino. I am a horrible human. I let everybody know what's going on everywhere. I am a horrible, horrible human.
No, you're all not. Dave, you're just giving it up.
Well, no, both of those
all the tackles.
Right.
Now all the tackles.
You're correct.
Yeah.
All the tackle stores are going to sell tackle. The bait companies are going to sell bait. The fuel docks are going to sell fuel. I'm a horrible human. I am the worst.
I don't think so. Yeah, you're just too hard on yourself. Yeah. So, but the good news is they're biting, right? And Dave, Captain Dave just told you how to get them.
Yeah, it's incredible. And we got a guide on board now that'll help you if you need some help at the Channel Islands. So we got you covered everywhere, all the way down to Cabo.
Nice. All right. And of course, fishdope.com. I'll bet Danny and the boys will put that up on fishdope.com, tell you all the hot secrets and the secret inside info. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys, if you're on social media at all, there's a pretty good chance you're going to see one of my videos. I put 4 brand new videos up every single day. Then we do a live podcast Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And that's about your saltwater guide. Got that website going, too. So thank you very much for letting me be on the show. And I'll try to destroy another fishery next Sunday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next Sunday, and safe travels, Dave. Appreciate that very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. We got a little fill-in. Our man, the cast man, who travels more than any fishing person I know, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. What's up, Cass?
He's live from Panama. Good morning, cast man.
Yeah, good morning. Well, you know, the only one that travels more than I do is Pete.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, you got me beat.
Yeah.
I just came back from Loretto, and I'm here in the studio. Where are you?
I'm in Panama.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you guys were in Loretto together literally 4 days ago.
Yeah,
and now
we came back
Panama.
Thursday. Yeah, and we came back Thursday. He flew to Panama Friday. Yeah. So, you win.
You win.
Well, you know, me and red-eye flights, I don't like them, so I took off out of Orange County on Friday at about noontime and got into Miami about 10 and had a nice rest there at the hotel near the airport, and then I flew into Panama City yesterday and met up with Dr. Gary and Emberton's and Bernie, and so we got the good crew down here. Going to fly up to David this afternoon. We got a 2 o'clock flight, and that'll put us up there about 3 o'clock, and then we'll get on the high-speed boats and meet the mothership out there at Parida Island, and then we'll start fishing tomorrow. As far as the elephant tuna down here, you know, this is a great time for tuna, and tuna really aren't hanging around Coiba or the Hannibal Bank or Montosa Pete. They're basically at Ladrones Island, and remember where Ladrones is. I think that was where you and Rich Cobb and I think your brother-in-law John got into those nice wahoo a few years ago, but that's where we're probably going to wind up heading first, and then shoot over to Coiba and fish for the pargo and the dog tooth, and then also the roosters and whatever all the other fish that's around that fantastic island. But hopefully the big tuna will move into those offshore banks sometime this week, and we'll get into them. But anyway, but the Baja fishing, you know, our yellowtail trip was fabulous, probably the best ever yellowtail fishing we've ever had. It's kind of like the old days in Loretto, you know, when they were just nailed those yellowtail. And like you said, the weather there was beautiful, flat glass, and just an awesome, awesome fishery. And then, of course, down at San Jose del Cabo there, between Bob Lewis there at La Playita and Eric Brixton reporting that Tribe Marlin are on the chew again, and they're not too far off the beach there, but they're getting them on troll lures, troll live baits, and rig baits. Some nice stripers up to about 140 pounds. And, of course, the tuna are kind of hit and miss, either at the San Luis or La Fortuna or at the Ayman. But, gosh, what a great fishery for those great bottom fish. You know, the red snapper, the yellowtail snapper, grouper, amberjack, some yellowtail. Just a great fishery going on there. But anyway, looking forward to getting back up to Pesca this afternoon and getting on the ship and seeing all the friends that we have there that we've made throughout the years. And should be a fabulous trip. We got a good crew on board.
All right. Say hi to Mary for me, and if we want, and we'll get the full report next week when you're back. If anybody wants to go traveling with Cass, because he's a traveling man, how do we get a hold of you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And hopefully I'll try to give you guys a call. Let's see. I think Saturday I'm going to be flying out of here at 8 in the morning, so I'll be on the air when the show's on. So I'll try to give you guys a call next Sunday.
Sounds great, Cass. Appreciate the report. Talk to you next Sunday.
So rad. I love it.
Man on the go.
So rad.
And he's 82 years old.
Go get him, Cass. Yeah. Have a great trip. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer,
beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
This is Dave Brown with Okuma Fishing Tackle, and I wanted to personally tell you about a great opportunity to own the latest in Okuma products. Okuma Fishing Tackle is donating a $2,000 shopping spree to benefit the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea organization, and one lucky winner will be able to choose any of the products from the Okuma lineup. Okuma is a proud sponsor of the Rollo program, and we wanted to create an exciting promotion that would benefit Captain Rollo's ability to get more kids fishing. Entering the $2,000 giveaway is easy. Just buy 5 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets and you will receive 1 entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on April 29th. To purchase tickets, contact Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Good luck to everyone and thank you for support of Okuma and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, 22nd Street Landing, and man, just having a great time with Damien, talking custom rods and fishing and sea bass. This has been a great show.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Packed they are. We're going to talk to Gary next, calling us from Lawndale. I have a feeling that's probably the Iron Man,
Gary from Lawndale.
What's up, Gary? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Gary?
I have a question about the boats out of there. The fish processing that you guys have on the boats are fine and everything, but I'm kind of spoiled with the San Diego fish processing. Has anybody ever thought of partnering up with a local fish market to so that we could deliver our fish to and have it packaged professionally?
Yeah, that's the one big topic. Yeah, that's the one factor. Like we have the Apollo running out of 22nd Street now, and my goal in life is to get a 3 to 5 day boat out of 22nd Street, and that's going to be, it would be that boat, or maybe if Marco Polo would bring the Independence back up, because, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know, it's never going to happen, but let's just say it did happen, we're going to have to figure that out. Having this really good tuna fishing around, the guys do a really good job. It's not just bagged up and whatnot and covered in schmeg and stuff. They take the time to get all the air out of it and whatnot. Yes, it's something that needs to happen in L.A. County. Is it going to happen anytime soon? I don't know, but we're all talking about it. Seriously, there's been a couple mobile guys we were talking about earlier that were doing it, and I don't know where they're at now. But the fish markets around us, they're dealing in big commercial volume of, you know, whatever fish they're catching. And I don't know if they'd want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, but I know Mark and Paul's dreamt of having it. I know that our facility has been plumbed for it when they built the place to be a fish market. I don't know about processing. But, yeah, something that's been really, really talked about. But you have to go. Maybe the guys down here at Five Star do such an incredible job, but you have to look at their facility and the manpower that goes behind it you know, to keep the crew sustained here. You know, for us, we're so seasonal.
It's a big operation.
We're so,
it is,
yeah, we're so seasonal, and there's going to be a time where we're, you know, people aren't going to get their calico bass.
And that's,
or yellowtail, yeah, processed.
Right.
They're going to just take
the
it the way it was.
It's here. It's a year-round business because of the long-range fleet.
Correct.
There, it's a season.
We always just...
But you said that there's some mobile guys. That
there's, I don't know who they are. Yeah. You know, you got to reach out for them. I'm sure if you Googled it, someone's going to pop up. But, you know, like...
But there are some guys.
There was options. There was people that came up and got that taken advantage of.
And I really feel like if the opportunity were there, I think that there would be more... I think that the amount of business would surprise you. Even like, you know, like having a fisherman's processing in your backyard, it's just everything that those guys touch. I mean, obviously, you don't need Sean and Raymond to cut your bag of rockfish, but at the end of the day, if you pick up a bag of rockfish from them and it's just perfect and perfect portion and in a backpack, but it's just much different.
No,
you know what
beautiful.
I mean? Like, you just get so spoiled on the service of having a top-rate fish processor, like a fisherman's processor cutting
your
fish.
But all our overnight boats or multi-day boats, they get it such in a... Your one fish is being broken into multiple bags that are more handleable at home. You can take care of it with your own vacuum sealer, but we need it.
But it needs to happen. But the fish on the boats get processed.
Oh, yeah. No,
right.
Yeah, there is exactly how you want it, just minus the vacuum sealed bag and the little sticker.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah, good call.
Hey, Dana Landing on Mission Bay is having their season kickoff sale Saturday, May the 6th. That's 2 weeks from yesterday. How about that? Things start at 7 a.m. with a big sale and then the live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. Here's a sample of some of the incredible deals that Dana Landing has available from 7 to 1 p.m. only. So 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only are these deals on Saturday, May the 6th. Buy two, get one free on all hooks and jigs, including the Nomad Mad Max. 20% off all Yeti products, including buckets, coolers, and cups. 25% off all clothing, including Olakai footwear and sunglasses that never go on sale. Dana Landing is overstocked on pen rods, so they're giving 20% off on all pen rods. Free Spectra fill-up with any reel purchase. Free jig replacement by OTC. There's a jig ring replacement from OTC. There's also 20 manufacturers representatives on hand to answer your questions. Then seminars, Corey Sandin from MC Swimbaits, Benny Ortiz from Shimano, and Afram from Warbaits is going to do a kayak seminar. That's going to be a good one. Next door at Fastlane, they're going to have a bunch of great deals on clothing, Hobie kayaks, accessories, and free Salty Crew beer. Saturday, May 6th,
good.
7 a.m. to 1 p.m., Dana Landing, right across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay.
That's a sale.
That's a sale. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, hey, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited. Great tech standing by. I thought this was a really good one from John in Upland. Says, Mike, I have a question for you. The last time you were on Let's Talk Hookup, you said if anybody knew Tino's real name, that you'd give him a free ride in the Freedom. And I'm dying to know if anybody ever was able to take you up on it.
The no one has. Tino's won't give it up. Everybody's pride, and it's nobody's got it. I mean, there's guys that are really
so
super close to him, and we've tried. I've even, you know, I've like, give you whatever you want to tell me your name. It's like, nope.
That's
probably
funny.
Like Sally or Sherry or something.
Like boy named Sue or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Leslie.
Here's
Leslie.
Another one here from...
Oh, sorry, John.
Leslie. Yeah, Aram from Northridge that says, I caught my first yellowtail and sea bass on the Freedom with Captain Tommy Lee. I've been going on to 22nd Street landing ever since I was a kid, and it is the landing for a lot of us here that live in L.A. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's rad.
Yeah, that's a good comment for sure. Let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Sean? Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. What's up, Sean? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Mike, about the guy asking about taking his 8-year-old son on the native son, that was a trip for my boy Matthew. We took him on his first trip out there when he was 8, and we stopped on Barracuda for the whole morning, and he said, Dad, once you've been out on a boat, your life has changed forever.
I can't disagree with that statement. I love I've taken my kids out. I got really lucky running the half day boat one day. I got a 200 Barracuda day, and my kids they tell everybody about it.
That's so rad.
Especially when you get Barracuda and bass like that. You look at the water; it's all yellowed up with calico bass just chasing everything. If you guys don't, you got to take your kids fishing. It's it's something they'll never forget. Even, and we got a lot of really cool, sad stories. Some guy would walk in, I haven't been here since I was 11, you know, and he's in his mid-30s now.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do what his dad did for him when he was a kid with his kids. And, you know, they always come out for these memorial kind of like remember my pops type stories. But that fishing is life. I mean, I tell he knows the story. You're not selling a fishing trip, a catching trip. You're selling a therapy appointment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a lot cheaper than a therapist.
Oh, heck,
we don't prescribe drugs. You just get out on the ocean and smell that salt air, and you're like, nothing matters.
It's perfect, yeah. Yes. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I got a great text here from Joe in San Pedro. Mm-hmm. And, I used to say Pedro, but Mark and Paul didn't like that.
Yeah, it's Pedro.
But it's Pedro, yeah. Right? For sure.
They corrected you enough times until they really drove it home.
Until they
really drove it home.
I finally have Pedro down. Hey, great show as usual. Nice to hear the local crew on the show. Mike, Larry, James, and a lot, of course, can't forget, get Janelle. Any plans on 22nd Street Landing, day at the docks again?
It's a lot of work to put in. You guys do it down here. You do better than anyone else. The few that I've done was incredible. The showing was amazing. I've been talking with a couple of the local... well, not local, but the guys like San Diego Tackle Traders. I'm trying to get them to spearhead something later on in the season.
Cool.
You know, we're trying to make up for time lost. We lost the whole month of fishing, so we got to grind as much as we can. And I really want the boats to be in during that. And I can't always guarantee that all the boats are going to be, especially if something's biting. I know
in the winter, they're doing maintenance.
I was going to say, that's always the tough part. Like, the biggest draws to the day at the docks, you know, whether it be the actual day at the docks or that style of event is, you know, the open house on all the boats and getting to see everything. And it's such a tough line to try and squeeze in. You know, you have to do maintenance sometime. You obviously can't do it while you're fishing because they're busy fishing. And then, you know, the window in which they're not fishing and having to get ready for fishing again is getting shorter and shorter and shorter anymore.
It's nice that, too. You get to talk to your favorite deckhand captain or galley cook that's not working.
Totally.
You know, they're actually enjoying a beer and talking to you face-to-face. And they remembered that trip you were on. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's strange, man.
That's pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah,
there's so many boats up at 22nd Street. It'd be fun just to get a lay of the land and see the boats and pick your favorite bunk and all that kind of stuff.
No. Like, we're going
to
do it again.
There's so many options you guys provide.
A lot of work to put that together and just to keep all the boats, and I need to have them there.
Time frame.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Get people down the landing.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's jump back on the phone.
That sounds good to me. Ben in Chula Vista is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, so my girlfriend Kaylee had won that gift certificate on the Tomahawk, and last Thursday I did whatever begging I needed to, and she gave me a huge long list of chores, and I got them done, and I made it to the boat. I was the last guy. I was that guy on this trip that they were waiting on, and I'd like to thank the marina those guys in the tackle shop were kind of like on it. I was having a bad morning, forgot my daughter's backpack. The guys in the tackle shop called me. They were calling me every 5 minutes seeing if I was going to make it, and I did. And I got to give my hats off and big thanks to Let's Talk Hookup for giving out the passes. And, you know, what a great job to the Tomahawk. Like, let's talk about the Tomahawk. Man, Captain Dave on that boat, and what a class act on that boat. Man, I recommend it to everybody. I mean, we happened to get out there on that first night, and I'm sure you guys heard about it in the tackle store, man. Those bluefin were with us for like 4 hours, you know. And it was one of the best bluefin bites I've ever had where – they just stuck with us, you know. Captain Dave's got his crew putting these lights out all over the boat. And, man, it was the best trip that any captain could want for their first – I believe that was their first trip out. And, you know, I'm so lucky that I actually caught the boat because, I almost Fonzie'd that just on – I just didn't realize it was the first two-dayer. I was just so used to it being the way it is. And, man, I'm just lucky that I did make it on, and my hat's off to that whole crew. And they really got that program dialed in. Frank couldn't have picked a better guy to help get a boat.
Man, what a great report, dude. That's awesome, Ben. Well, nice going. I'm glad you had a great trip, and glad the Tomahawk is off and running. That's great news.
That's a good deal. And it makes them happy that they gave you a trip.
Yeah,
so you can talk about it.
That's rad.
Yeah, for sure.
Good job, Ben.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, another great text came through. Question for Damien. Hey, good morning. I remember that fish wraps were so popular back in the 70s and 80s, meaning the weaving of fish through thread on the rods. Curious if any rod builders are still doing them these days. That's from Tom in San Clemente.
Yes, absolutely. I know a number of gentlemen that are doing those complex wraps still. I know Moon still does them for a fact. Flashbite still does that. You got a couple other guys that still do that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so you can get like custom little weaves in there. Is that pretty complicated? Have you tried it?
I've tried it, and it's a lot of work.
I bet.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of concentration and focus.
Tracy's doing it too, right?
Yeah, you got Tracy, Bocce Boy Customs, Speedy. Sunken City,
but just so many,
all those guys are doing that right now.
So many threads to keep track of to move.
It's a lot of numbers.
To move at the same time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot of stuff to control, and it's a lot of meticulous stuff.
It's wild to see, you know, a builder like yourself in the middle of one of those, you know, when seeing a hundred strands of thread that are taped on each side of the rod, and like, okay, well, you know, the next step has to be this one lays flat and these three lay over, and then the next step has to be these two have to move over, and these three. It's like seeing the finished product is always like, wow, that's cool.
But the
middle of it is like, you got to be kidding me. Like, why are you doing this? I mean, sure, the end product is worth it and killer looking, but like, how are you not just pulling your hair out of your head? I have
a lot of patience.
So much respect for builders like Damien and guys that are doing that. It is a tremendous amount of work.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I have to charge so much.
No doubt. Yeah. You cannot charge enough for those things. Like, that's one thing that we do all the time when we're pricing out custom rod, you know, work is, you know, like, if you actually figured out the amount of time that the guy spent on it, he's still paying himself less than a minimum wage.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, there might be you know, you might charge $100.
It's a labor of love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's no, you said it best. It's a labor of love. You can't charge an appropriate amount.
Yeah. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Ernie calling us from Canyon Country this morning. What's up, Bernie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Great show. Longtime listener. Just a quick story. In 2018, we were out on the east side of the San Clemente and the Freedom, and we were on anchor, soaking squid, catching yellowfin tuna. Unbelievable. And my two adult sons were with me, and it got so exciting that I just put my rod up and videoed each of my sons pulling in their first yellowfin tuna. And I just wanted to share that with you. It's a class act boat, and the deckhands were phenomenal, helping you bring them in from the dead spiral, and just really a class act. And we had so much yellowfin steaks from those fillets that it was just phenomenal tasting fish. And I just wanted to share that.
Well, nice. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I have a text from Derek here writing us from Arizona. He says, so my saltwater fishing life is vicariously pursued through these 2 hours every weekend. My statement question, I wish someday to catch a large white sea bass and love that we can sport fish for this delicious easing fish. What is the age of a 50-pound sea bass?
Oh.
Any ideas? Mm-hmm.
So I did a bunch of stuff with Hubs for a while with Mike Shane, and sea bass are faster growing than a lot of us think. You know, a lot of fish is that big, and especially things that are tougher, like they're synonymous with the, you know, you think about calico bass and how old a big one is. But I think if I remember right, which I probably don't, but I think that when they did some of those otolith studies, when they do like the age rings, that a 50-pound fish was around nine to like the low teen years old.
Yeah, so not super old.
Yeah, no, I mean that's a lot of time and grown
like
around.
A big calico bass would be 30 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a big rockfish.
I wouldn't say that they're fast like a Dorado, but they're not slow growing like a rockfish either. You know.
Yeah. They grow pretty quickly.
But, yeah, he had said that a fish of that size was between 9 and 13 years old.
9 and 13 years.
And a 50-pounder's as, you know, as full-grown as they get. I mean, sure, they get even bigger than that, but, you know, that's as full-grown as you're going to see them. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump. Actually, you have a good one, right?
I do, yes. Good morning, guys. Can you talk a little bit about the different squid setups that we fish and how fishing with a star drag reel or a lever drag reel were affected? I'm really looking forward to making the drive up north to fish some sea bass with you at 22nd Street. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
I think that's a great question. Star drag or lever drag reel?
Well, I mean, me getting in the learning curve of going from star drag to lever drag is I lost a lot more fish because I didn't set my drag appropriately. Right. On a star drag, you can kind of adjust it, you know, in the interim, but usually set up you know, once you're in strike, you're winding them in, and you can deal with it later of the deck and fix it.
Versus a lever drag, maybe you don't push that lever far enough, and you're not putting it
up. Yeah, there's a big learning curve there. Yeah, exactly.
Strike mode.
Yeah, you spend time reading the instructions that aren't in the manual, but watching guys on YouTube nowadays, you can actually set your drags appropriately.
So you're recommending Star Drag would be your choice.
For someone that's fresh out the box, of course, but, you know.
I think the other thing that comes into play is when you were talking about, like, Damien was leadhead fishing and slider squid fishing and things that are lightweight. It's just the mechanics of the reel. Like, when a lever drag reel is in free spool, the drag mechanisms are attached to the spool. So you have the weight of the spool, and you have the drag washers and friction washer and the drive plate. Like, all of that is attached to the spool. So there's a lot more weight that it takes to generate that spool to start to spin. And when you have something that you're trying to cast that's very light, like a fly line squid or a squid with just an 1/8 ounce slider on there, it takes a lot more inertia to get that spool to start to roll on a lever drag reel.
Yes.
Where a star drag reel, it's just the spool shaft sits on two bearings, so there's no weight. So it's a lot easier to cast something very lightweight with a star drag than it is with a lever. Granted, new technology is so much better, and lever drags cast 100 times better than they ever did. I mean, a Talica 10 will still cast a lead head and a squid just fine, but, you know, strictly looking at lever versus star, a star drag is always going to cast something lightweight much better.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to finesse your bait better, too, with a star drag.
No doubt about it.
And that means you're, like, playing it like a guitar, getting your squid back in the water column, making it come back, making it look like it's not hooked to a line with a star drag.
Great call. When we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Freedom. We're giving away an overnight trip. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have 3 great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, Seabird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090. Damien's going to do us the honors, flipping the prize coin, determine our winner today. All right, do it.
Go
to
flip it.
Let's do it. Okay. Our winner today is a texter. Congratulations, Brandon in Lakewood. You are going fishing on an overnight trip on board the Freedom. How cool is that?
Sweet. Yeah.
Stoked. Congratulations,
fantastic.
Brandon.
Congratulations, and thanks, Mike, for all that. Appreciate that. Okay, how does somebody come hanging out at 22nd Street Landing?
Well, just jump on the website, 22ndStreet.com. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. You're going to get a lot of stuff that's free information, but limited information. So 22nd Street Landing on Instagram. Call us, 310-832-8304. And if you want to reach out to me directly, it's Mike at 22ndStreet.com. That's my email.
All right. And Damian, again, your Instagram is?
It's Damian Parker Barranco. That's my name. Find me there and call the landing.
All right. Very good. All right. Good job, guys. Thank you very much. Appreciate that very much. Thanks to JP for manning the phones today, and Adam, of course, for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back next weekend.
Saturday,
Next Saturday, Valerie Hoperich from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Next Sunday, Captain Ryan Boschian from the San Diego. Don't forget to get those Rollo tickets this week at 909-223-9631. And we'll see you next week.